Welcome to the Bespoke Lifestyle Show with Shirley Hills, where I am commissioned to positively inspire, impact, and influence you to live and lead the bespoke lifestyle, one that is tailored by a unique design and ignited by a purpose-conscious and legacy-driven culture. It is my pleasure to be your host. On this segment of the show, I want to inspire you to seize your possibility. In the Shirley Hills Global Community, it is our year of exponential growth. And in this month of September, it is our season to soar higher. And if you follow me on my social media handles, for instance, Instagram at shirley.hills, you realize that we've been talking about soaring higher. And last week I talked about envisioning your greatness. To soar higher, you must tap into the power of vision. Now this week, I want to inspire you to seize your possibilities. You cannot soar higher if you do not take the plunge, if you do not seize your possibilities, if you do not take the risk, make the risk, move on, plunge into the deep, and see what you are possible of achieving. Now, I'm going to start by defining possibility, first by how the Webster's Dictionary defines it, and secondly, by my own definition and how I want to relate it to this message. Now, possibility, according to the Webster's Dictionary, is a chance that something might exist, happen, or be true. It is, in fact, a state of being possible. Now, for me, it refers to abilities or qualities that could make someone or something better in the future. Did you get that? Abilities or qualities that could make someone or something better in the future. I mean, everyone wants his or her life to be better. Everyone wants his or her life, business, you know, relationships and career, environment, even our finances, and so on, to get better. What do you want to get better? What is your possibility? Because everything is possible. So what is your possibility? Now, how are you seizing it? And have you got the abilities and qualities to make it better in the near future? Whatever you chose, your finances, your relationships, you know, your business, your career, your environment, whatever you chose to represent your possibility, you know, how are you trying to make it better? Do you have the abilities and the qualities to make it better? Now, for me, I want to inspire you to seize your possibility. And what exactly does this mean? My major message on this series is that you first think possibility. Every possibility, everything always begins from the mind. So first, think possibility. You see, until you can see it, you cannot seize it. Until you can see it, you cannot seize it. Possibility thinkers, you know, people who embrace possibilities, they are capable of accomplishing just about anything. Now, listen to this quote by Deepak Chopra. You must find a place inside yourself where nothing is impossible. I'll take that again. You must find a place inside yourself where nothing is impossible. Invariably, impossible is nothing. Possibility thinkers are result-oriented. They are solution providers. They often achieve their goals. They get very, you know, very successful, accomplished, and fulfilled in life. Now, how can, you know, how someone may just be asking, how can just by thinking possible, you know, by thinking possibility, I'm going to achieve or make, it's going to make me successful, it's going to make me achieve my dreams. I mean, I had already said this before, that people who embrace possibility thinking are capable of accomplishing just about anything in life because they are result focused, they're result oriented, they're solution providers. They must find a solution to whatever is right in front of them. So here's what. Possibility thinking increases your possibilities. You know, the Webster's dictionary defined possibility as a chance. A chance. So possibilities increases your chances. It increases your possibilities. Possibility thinking draws opportunities to you, and it draws possible, it attracts possible people to you. Possibility thinking increases other people's possibilities around you. Yes, you know, where people can see that, oh, if she can do it, then I can do it. It inspires, it stirs up, you know, possibility around other people or in other people who are around you. Possibility thinking allows you to dream big dreams. Possibility thinking says dream bigger, you know, so it helps you to rise above the average. Now, possibility thinking gives you energy. It propels you to go out there, to take the plunge, to take the risk, to take the leap, to jump into the unknown that could lead you to, you know, your greatness. And finally, possibility thinking keeps you from giving up. Okay, so one thing I want to leave with you is that possibility thinking makes it impossible for you not to seize your possibility. Did you catch that? So here's what. Possibility thinking ignites possibility within you. So it makes it impossible for you not to achieve the possible. That's what I mean when I say that possibility thinking makes it impossible for you not to seize your possibility. Right? So, how can you become a possibility thinker? Now, you have to stop focusing on impossibilities. So you've got to change your focus. You've got to change your mindset, you know, and stay away from negative people. Stay away from people who talk you down and tell you it's not possible. You have to respond to them and tell them, I am possible. I can do this. It is possible. I will achieve this. So as much as possible, avoid negative people, whether they are your parents, your loved ones, even your spouses, you know, and what less? The peoples, you know, the society. So avoid negative people. Dream big. Now, to become a possibility thinker, you must dream one size bigger. Whatever your current level in life, there is always room for more. There is always more and more, there are always more and more possibilities in front of you. So dream one size bigger than where you are. That's how to achieve and seize your possibility. And that's how to think possibility. Now, question the status quo. Challenge the status. Like when someone says, oh, nobody has done that before, you're going to say, I'm going to do this. So challenge the status quo and plunge into the deep and seize your possibility. Now, there are a couple of people who have gone ahead of you. These people who I said are possibility thinkers, and they, you know, achieve their goals at all times. They are solution providers. They are result oriented. They emerge successful, fulfilled, accomplished. Now, you want to be like people like that. So you begin to find inspiration from these great achievers. That's how to become a possibility thinker. And that's how to seize your possibility. I hope I've been able to inspire you through this message, through this podcast. And I hope that you would in turn inspire someone else by taking the plunge and showing someone else that it is possible. God bless you. Until next time on the show, it has been Shirley Hills. Bye.